Before I get started today, I just want to play a piece of audio I heard from the game, or after the game yesterday. I think it's just very telling. All right. If you have been under a rock, or you just weren't paying attention yesterday, Eagles played an away game yesterday. They played in a game in Los Angeles. It sounded like a home game. That was the sound of Eagles fans cheering Jalen Hurts as he walked off the field, giving him MVP chance as he walked off the field yesterday. This was in Los Angeles, or in Englewood, or wherever the state, wherever SoFi is located, that's where it was. I think it's very telling, not only about us as fans, about the support that this Eagles team has, the support that Philadelphia gives, and the fans give, and who we are. Who we are as Eagles fans, who this team is as the Eagles team, as the Eagles organization. And I'm just blown away by it, to be honest with you. I think it was amazing. Welcome everybody into the 4 for 4 podcast. This is your host Dom Lewis. And we are 5-0. We being the Philadelphia Eagles and the Philadelphia Eagles fans. We are 5-0. Yesterday was a very, very, very tough game and a very, very gritty win by this team. I can't say enough about this team. And the ways they find ways to win every week. The different ways they find ways to win every week. It's just amazing to me that some people still refuse to give them credit. Some people. I'm not saying all people, because I think that last week was a... It was just very crazy to me that the Eagles were 4-0 last week. And they... I felt like they were just... like just being disrespected. And this week they're 5-0, and I haven't heard too much backlash on them being 5-0. Because they not only won, for the betters they covered. And I feel like the only reason, and this is a credit to my man Clint, he said this last week. The only reason that they're not getting the respect that they deserve as a 5-0 team, if they're getting disrespected, is because they're not blowing teams out like the 49ers. And I give credit to the 49ers. They're a good team. They had a good win last night on national television. And they beat a good Cowboys team. And, Cowboys are the Cowboys. And I feel the way I feel about the Cowboys. And honestly, like, they're a good team. But there's a clear reason. You saw last night the differences between, like, the Eagles and the 49ers and the Cowboys. You saw that they're just a tier below. But this isn't about the Cowboys. I'm not trying to talk about them, because I dislike them. And I was, full disclosure, I was at my family's house yesterday, or my fiance's family's house yesterday, and there's a bunch of Cowboys fans there, and they watched Eagles yesterday. They watched Eagles win, and then I was there with them last night for a little bit when the Cowboys were losing and Kittle was going off. So nothing makes me happier, shout out to Zay and shout out to Mr. Jack. Nothing makes me happier than the Cowboys losing and the Eagles winning on the same day. I'm very, very happy about this win, because I was a little nervous about this game. I was nervous that the Eagles could possibly lose this game. And honestly, my fears came to fruition for a while. Like, I watched Cooper Kupp come in the game after, being on IR for however many weeks. And he came into the game and he was just killing them with the slants. And I was like, this Eagles team can't cover slants. And I watched that the young rookie, can't think of his name, the rookie from the Rams. He was going off a little bit in that first half. I watched it. But I give credit to Sean Desai. I give credit to the Eagles defense for adjusting. Something that we didn't see too much of in the past few years, adjusting from play to play or game. Not, they were adjusting more so game to game in the last few years This time they adjusted within game. And that's something that the Eagles team has done during this season. Much credit to that defense for stepping up. Jalen Carter yesterday was a monster. Like, Fletcher Cox was out yesterday, and they had somebody else out yesterday on the defensive line as well. But Jalen Carter was a monster yesterday. We saw Hassan Reddick get a couple sacks yesterday, which was really good. It's just good to see a team adjust after, you know, getting killed for a half play. And, like, I mean, this Eagles team was aggressive yesterday. You know, the Rams go up 14-10 with less than 2 minutes left in the half. Eagles drive the ball down the field. A couple passes to A.J. Brown. A.J. Brown interference call. Not on A.J. Brown, but it go against the D-back that was guarding A.J. Brown. Can't guard him. Can't stick him. Just can't. So, just good to see this Eagles team be aggressive. They had less than like 45 seconds to drive that ball down the field, I think. And it was just, it was really, really good to see this team go off. Not go off in the sense of like they were just snapping and scoring points at will. But they control, I felt like they were in control of the game. I think that was the biggest thing that I took away from that game. That offense controlled the game. And I know they didn't score on every possession. But I felt like, especially in the second half, they just had long, methodical drives that ended in points. I just feel like you couldn't stop them from doing what they ultimately wanted to do, which was control the clock and control the game yesterday. That speaks a lot to this Eagles offense. And because the Rams are a top 10 defense in the league. And I know we probably still get disrespected by other people because, you know, they ain't the Cowboys defense or they ain't the 49ers defense. That'll come. Well, we got to play them too. But you play the teams that are in front of you. And they got to play the Jets next week. But, you know, I just feel like this was a good test for them flying across the country. You know, going in, not taking any prisoners, aggressiveness. I loved it. I loved every bit of it. Jalen Hurts 25 for 38, 303 yards, touchdown and a pick. I think he had a rushing touchdown as well. He had with the brotherly shove. So, just really, really good football yesterday out of Jalen. I think he made that one mistake as far as with the pick, but I think overall the decision making was excellent yesterday. He ran when he needed to run. He was aggressive when he needed to be aggressive. He bought time yesterday when he needed to buy time. So, much respect to, listen, gonna keep getting disrespected, man, because it's not he didn't throw 300 yards and 4 touchdowns yesterday, you know, so it's going to be disrespect to some extent. But I think that Jalen Hurts was a reason that they ultimately were able to control that game. AJ Brown, 6 receptions, 127 yards. Dallas Goedert, 8 receptions, 117 yards, a touchdown. DeAndre Swift was 6 for 38 as far as receiving. But then he was 17 for 70 yesterday on the rushing attack. Gainwell had some good runs in there yesterday. I know that they weren't able to get Smitty involved. He only had a catch for 6 yards yesterday. But if you know anything about this Eagles team, if you don't get yours this week, you're going to get yours next week. And if it don't come next week, it'll come the week after. Your time's going to come. Like the ball, listen, I heard Ike Reese say it. There's just not, pause, I'm going to pause this before I say it, but there's not enough balls to go around on this team. Just not, like, it's spreading the ball around a lot. It's just not enough. It's just too many. It's too many to go around. Too many footballs to go around. Pause. Hey, yo, I know my man Hurst is going to be like, hey, yo, pause, all of that. But, it's just not enough. Like, you have to play darn near a perfect game in order to get everyone to football, like on this team. It's just crazy. So, you know, if it wasn't his day yesterday, it'll be his day next week, or his day will come soon. Ain't no big deal. It's no big deal. So, Eagles start out the game with this 14-play, 75-yard drive. Ends in the Dallas Goedert. No, I'm sorry. Forgive me. That's not how the game started. Game actually started with a... Let me go back to... Let's see. 12-play, 75-yard drive. Dallas Goedert had a 6-yard touchdown. So that... I feel like... they got Dallas Goedert involved early on. And I was like, this is going to be his game. So... He was just very, very... he was aggressive catching the ball yesterday. Like, I mean aggressive. You know, getting yards after the catch. Just mauling people. Mauling people. So, yeah. So, they get 7 out of that drive. And that was actually, I think that was the first drive this year that we were able to get 7 points in our first drive, I believe. Because New England, last week I think we got 7 out of the drive. It was just a very methodical, good play calling on that entire drive. I think we started the game well. We didn't score again until the second quarter when we were able to get a field goal at the 10:39 mark. So we had a 15-play, 56-yard drive. And then right before the half, we were able to get the ball down the field 75 yards again. 4 plays, 75 yards. I think the big play was the A.J. Brown reception. I think it was a 38-yard reception. Then he was able to get the pass interference call. They got down to the 1, and it was a brotherly shove. Jalen Hurts was able to rush in for a touchdown. So that put the game 17-14 by the half. And I just think at that point, Eagles didn't let up. They had another drive in the third quarter. Let's see. Yeah, in the third quarter, it was a 17-play, 83-yard drive. Listen at the time of possession. Time of possession on this drive. 8 minutes, 9 seconds. 17-play, 83-yard drive. 8 minutes, 9 seconds. 5 first downs. And I know it ended in a field goal, but it's just a matter that they were able to control the clock for that long. Fourth quarter comes along. Here's another long drive. 10 plays, 72 yards, 5 minutes, 49 seconds. This is what I'm talking about. Able to control the clock. It may not end in 7 points. It may end in 3 points. But the fact that they're able to control the clock, control the time of possession, you just can't, like, someone said it on, I guess it was, whoever was calling the game yesterday. I guess it was, I can't think of his name. Tight end that used to play for Carolina. Greg Olsen. He said you just can't win games like that if you're not winning the time of possession. If they're out, possessing the ball from you 2-1. You can't win the game that way. You just can't. So, I think that was the story of the game yesterday, honestly. Jalen Hurts' decision-making yesterday. A.J. Brown's just unstoppable ability to catch the ball. And just controlling the clock, honestly. Adjusting in the second half. The defense adjusting in the second half. Because, I mean, they had multiple sacks in that second half. That's when Jalen Carter started going off. And that's when Hassan Reddick closed the game. Shut the door on him with 2 straight sacks to end the game. I just think that's how you adjust. That's how you control the game. That's how you get wins. Gritty wins. Tough wins in this league. Like, yeah, there's going to be the games where you can just air the ball out. And you can just throw the ball at will. This wasn't one of those games yesterday. So, just a tough win. Tough gritty win yesterday. Tough. Let me just give my 5. I just gave my reasons, but I'll just rank them in order. I think the number one star yesterday, I would say Jalen Hurts. I gave you a stats already. A.J. Brown is my second star today. I think Sean Desai, my third star. I think him just in that defense, just adjusting yesterday. Jalen Carter. So I guess you could lump Sean Desai, Jalen Carter, and for number 3. I think 4, Jake Elliott again, able to get the timely field goals. He didn't have to have any really long field goals yesterday, but able just to be able to get points on the board. He's like automatic, And then I would say my number 5, but last but not least, Dallas Goedert. If I had to say if this game was anything, it was a Dallas Goedert game for me yesterday. I just really feel like this was his break. And I kind of had that feeling at the beginning of the game. this was going to be the Dallas Goedert game. I just felt like it was his time to just really show up. You know, he had been held down long enough, man. You know, people had been complaining for him for weeks. I think in his first four games, I think he had a total of like 89 receiving yards. So he blew out his receiving yards yesterday. Like, he, you know, he matched it and then plus more yesterday. The number of receptions and his receiving yards yesterday. So, credit to Dallas Goedert. I mean, there's other, you know, honorable mentions, I think. I think Hassan Reddick closing the door. That offensive line, honestly, I got to give them a lot. There's so many quote-unquote stars to go around, you know, for the game yesterday. That offensive line, man, they manhandled. Like, I didn't hear Aaron Donald's name until the fourth quarter yesterday. And it wasn't like he was getting, like, a sack or he was causing a strip fumble or anything like that, like a strip sack fumble. It was because he just made a tackle. Like, he got pressure. Heard his name once. I think it was still a positive play, you know, but Aaron Donald made the stop. And then it was, like, another play, like, right after that, I guess. But it wasn't anything, like, where he didn't have a game-changing play yesterday. I think that's the biggest thing. And that's credit to this offensive line yesterday. And I know there was they showed Jason Kelce having like a scuffle on the field because he's mad at his offensive line. And he's having a scuffle on the sideline, you know, with Stoutland and other coaches. You know, Kelsey's the man. You know, he wants perfection. So watching him yesterday, it just lets me know, like, no, we got to get this right. He wants to get it right. And they're not going to settle. This team doesn't settle. 5-0. This is the reason that they're 5-0. They don't settle, man. They find a way to win every week. They're not getting lucky. Like, I talked to someone yesterday. And he just might have been mad because he's a Cowboys fan. But he was just like, you know, they shouldn't even be 4-0. Like, and I'm just like, yeah, no, they're 4-0 because they're 4-0. Like, they find ways to win. You know, it may not be pretty. It's not pretty. It's not glamorous the way they win games sometimes. Like, it's not this air attack where they're airing the ball out for 400 yards and they're rushing the ball for, you know, 75 to 100 yards and, you know, all of these interceptions. No, sometimes they just run the ball for 250 yards and they just maul you. Sometimes it's not Jalen Hurts airing the ball out for 300 yards. Sometimes he's throwing the ball for 157. But he might be running the ball for another 57 yards. And he might be scoring 1 yard touchdowns, you know, with the brotherly shove. You know, or they might run the ball in with Swift. It's not pretty. It's a win, though. A win is a win is a win is a win is a win. And for anybody counting, that's 5 wins. So, much credit to this team. Much credit to this coaching staff. I just think, you know, and listen, we're going to give applause to Brian Johnson. Like, I know I've been on his case. I know other people have been on his case. But we got to give, you know, a shout out to Brian Johnson, man. Like, he really called a good game yesterday, I feel. Now, that one Quez Watkins bubble screen or whatever, that's just Quez's fault, honestly. Quez Watkins is just, he's just not good enough. And I know this team likes him, but they got to put the other guy, Zacchaeus, back in. Zacchaeus is better than him. And he's proven to be better. He's proven to be a much more solid, reliable receiver than Quez Watkins is. Quez Watkins is fast, but, you know, Zacchaeus, he's just proven to be more solid, more reliable. And I think at this point, like, you give him more, you either cut down Quez's time, like, split it with Zacchaeus, or, I don't know. But I don't feel a need why Quez Watkins should even be in the game. Because you could have put Zacchaeus there. Zacchaeus could have ran the same play. So, Much credit to this Eagles staff, man, for just finding ways to win each week and just really being unwilling to settle. I think that is the way I'll define this team. They're just unwilling to settle. They're unwilling to be passive. And I know I have gotten on them about this defense being passive, but overall, this team is not passive. They're going to grind out and find ways to win, and they're going to adjust. this team was in the Super Bowl last year and they lost Super Bowl. And, you know, usually teams that lose Super Bowl, they come back and they have really bad seasons. And I know the season's not over, but for the first mark of the season, the team has looked really well. And we have to give them credit for that. And I'm not saying us as fans, again, I'm saying everyone. This team deserves a lot of credit. They're still one of the best teams in the league. Like, they're still there. Credit to Howie Roseman for building his staff. I mean, for building his roster the way he has. And his coaching staff, they're just unwilling to settle. That's the biggest thing I take away from this team. Next week, they got the Jets. Jets, they had a win yesterday. They had 31 points yesterday against the lowly Broncos. But a good win for them yesterday. I know Zach Wilson didn't really go off. But from what I saw, the defense played pretty well yesterday. And yeah, they had a tough, gritty win on the road. And they come home. You know, they're 2-3 now. You know, I know their season has been derailed because, you know, Rodgers isn't there. But this team is looking for something. They're looking for any glimmer of hope. And they're trying to hang their hat on their defense. And I respect it because their defense is pretty good. They got Quinnen Williams on that defensive line. He's a monster. He's an absolute monster. You know, Sauce is Sauce, man. He's a beast. He's better than any one of the cornerbacks we got. That's including Slay and Bradbury. He's better at this moment. At this juncture, he's better. So, I'm not saying it's going to be... Let me say this. Because if I say I'm not saying it's going to be easy win, I think it'll be a comfortable win next week. But I feel like... One... This Eagles team doesn't take anything for granted. They're not going to take the Jets for granted. Two, the Jets are going to come to play. They're playing at home next week. They're going to come. Oh, you know what? And it just rained on me, dawned on me, that they're playing at MetLife next week. And there's been a lot of complaints about that turf. So, you know, they're not going back down. They're not going back down. But this Eagles team, I think they'll be prepared. They'll be ready. And they know what's in front of them. They know what lies ahead. So, I'm confident that the Eagles will win next week. It'll be, I'm not sure what the betting line is, but if it's like above 10, I'm not sure I would take that bet, but I think the Eagles win. They'll win all right. It'll be kind of a win like it was this week. I think Eagles might have two more. I think they get over 30 points next week. I do think that, but I think that, if they don't get over 30, they'll get close to it. It'll be like 28, 29, somewhere around there. But I think that the offense, the Jets offense, won't be able to score enough points where they can actually get a win against the Eagles next week. So I feel like the Eagles will just win. But I won't say they'll be 6-0. I'm just going to say the Eagles will win. That's my prediction. I'm not a person like, well, we're looking forward to being 6-0 next week. Nah. Let's just take it 1 week at a time. I'm enjoying 5-0. I'm enjoying today. Eagles won, and it was a good weekend. Because the next team I want to talk about is the Phillies. You guys know I like talking about Philly sports. I like talking about our teams. But you know what? I want to hear from you. I want to hear from the people. So let your opinion be known.
Man, I really think that the Phillies, they played really good last night. It seemed like they've just been working from all cylinders right now. You know, it's October, so right October, I feel like they just keeping that momentum going, in my personal opinion.
I'll be honest with you. I didn't think they would win game one. I thought they would win game two. And this is actually, I'm recording this right now, about 2 hours before the Eagles game two, before the Phillies play game two against the Braves tonight. So, having that win down in Atlanta game one, and they actually essentially played a bullpen game, that's huge, man. That's huge. And I know the biggest play of the game was that the Trey Turner double play, which was amazing. Like, I mean, this team, they hadn't made a notable double play like all season. But that was amazing to see. And Trey Turner had a couple errors this year. He did. He had a lot of errors this year. But when it came, when he needed to be clutch, he was clutch. And just seeing that, you know, seeing them dig out that win, that was a gritty win as well. Seeing them dig out that win in Atlanta, game one of the NLDS, that was amazing to see. That lets you know that, you know, the Phillies aren't, they're not this, I kind of liken them in the same boat as the Eagles. They don't take things for granted, one, and they expect to be here, two. Like, this is not a, oh, we're just so happy to be here and the bright lights are, no. We're on a mission. We're on a mission to get back to the World Series and win it. I saw that in the first series, the Wild Card Series. So, I feel like they're on this, like, nothing has changed just because it's the Braves. And someone has, I heard someone say it on Saturday night. This team is at a point where they will play anyone who's in their way. It just happens to happen. It just happens to be that the Braves are in their way right now. Like, they're not enamored by the glitz and glamour of being an NLDS. It's just the next stop to them. Like, no, we're trying to get to a championship here. We're trying to get to the World Series. So, it just happens that the Braves are in their way. And I still think it'll be a little bit of a tough series. I still do. But getting game one was huge. Especially because the Braves had so much rest, so much time off, and they got a stellar lineup. Like, let's not act like the Braves don't hit. They hit. So, just seeing them get game one was really, really impressive. Bryce hit the home run. Bryce shows up against the Braves. Well, I tell you, he shows up against that team. I know he didn't have a really good wild card round, but he shows up against the Braves. He does. I expect today to be more of a... I'm not sure what I expect as far as the win-loss today. I'm not sure what to expect. I expected the Phillies to get more runs today, though. They're not going to be... it's just not going to be 3-0. It's going to be like... if anything, it'll be like an 8-7, you know, 8-5 kind of deal. I'm just not sure who's going to end up on the winning side. I know we got Zach Wheeler on the mound. But their ace is on the mound as well. So... it's going to be a tough game. And Wheeler's going to have to go. In order for the Phillies to really have the chance to win today, Wheeler's going to have to go 6-7 innings. He's going to have to. And this bullpen's going to have to be stellar today in order for the Phillies to really win this thing. They're going to have to be. Today's going to be a little tougher. But if they can steal today, this series is over. It's over. Like, whether it's in 3 games or 4 games, this series will be over. If they win today, this series will be over. I will say that. I'm saying that on the record. If the Phillies win today, the series is over by Thursday. Yeah, it's just that simple. Sixers. The Sixers actually had a preseason game last night against the Celtics. And like a dummy, I actually watched a little bit of it. I watched the end of the game. And they had the nerve to be winning a majority of the game. Until like the fourth quarter. It seems to be the signature of this team when they play the Celtics, whether it's in the playoffs, whether it's in the regular season or in the preseason. They can't beat this team in the quarter where it matters. They just can't. I'm not that mad, of course, because I mean, I know, you know, it's preseason and they didn't have their big guns in the fourth quarter. But I'm just tired of losing to the Celtics, man. It just comes down to that. I'm tired of losing to the Celtics, and this team does it all the time. It does not matter. They change coaches. They change executives. The DNA with this team is still the same. They lose to the Boston Celtics. I don't know what this team has over the Sixers, but they just lose to them. Of course, Embiid and Harden didn't play last night, and they're not going to play for the preseason, from what I did see. But it is what it is, man. I'm not worried about the Sixers at this point. At this juncture, I'm a little excited to see what a Nick Nurse offense looks like with Tyrese Maxey at the helm and spreading the ball around. I'm a little bit excited to see that. But, I mean, this team doesn't give me confidence that they can actually win against the big guns, being the Boston Celtics or the Milwaukee Bucks. They don't give me that confidence. They'll still win 50 games, probably. But, you know, if they don't, they win something like 48 games, 49, something like that. But they don't give me the confidence that they can actually beat these big guns when it matters. They just don't. I think Nick Nurse is an excellent coach, though. and he's not going to take anything less than serious effort. So that should be noted. And they went, I didn't talk about it, but they did go see Prime. It was in, you know, Boulder, having training camp. They went to go see Prime last week, Coach Prime. And Coach Prime, I think his message to them was about them having talent, but they don't have the will. And as he was questioning, like, their will, like, what are you going to do, like, to really just win, like, will yourself to victory? And I've been asking myself that question with this team for years. Like, they've been had the talent. But what are you going to do when the light shines the brightest? And they just have done nothing but cower. So that's what makes me so down on the Sixers. Like, it's not even about their talent. I think talent-wise, they probably match up with any other team in this league as far as top-tier teams. But at the end of the day, they don't will themselves to victory like these other teams do. Like Boston does, and Milwaukee does, and the Heat do. And that sucks. That sucks because I got a team. Like, that team may have as much talent as the Eagles do. Maybe more talented than the Phillies. But the Phillies and the Eagles, they got heart. They got a guy, or they got either one guy or two guys or multiple guys on the team that are dogs. And the Sixers don't have dogs. That's what it comes down to, honestly. The Sixers, they ain't got no dogs. They don't have no dogs. They just don't. I mean, they got P.J. Tucker. P.J. Tucker's old, though. Like, we need Joel Embiid to be a dog. We need Tyrese Maxey to be a dog. We need Harden to be a dog. Like, however long he's going to be here. But, man, I don't know, man. Like, Sixers, man, I'm not ready to go through another 82 games and then go through another 20-some-odd games of them just breaking my heart again. I'm not ready to do that, honestly. And I think that the less I talk about them, I figure the easier it is to deal with it. But at the end of the day, I'm still going to have to face it head on because I'm still a fan. And I wish I wasn't, but I am. So, the Flyers, they actually start their season, I think, this week, if I'm not mistaken. And you know what I'll say about the Flyers? Like, I mean, they got a young team. There's no expectations with this team, of course. But they got a coach who is, he going to keep it 100 with them. He going to be honest with them. And I love it, man. I love it. Like, I feel like there's a guy at the helm that's going to straight shoot them. He's not going to coddle them because they got a superstar or MVP or former MVP or whatever. He going to tell it like it is. I think Nick Nurse is, you know, similar. But I feel like Tortorella, he just don't take crap. He just doesn't. And they'll win games because he's a good coach. I don't think they'll win games because of their talent level. I don't think they'll win games because they're young and feisty. They will win games because he's a good coach. And it's a shame because this will be his last stop. But I hope they can build a roster for him to actually win games before he actually retires out and walks off into the sunset. So that's all I got to say about the Flyers. I covered all four teams like in less than 40 minutes. So that's pretty impressive. Let me just say, again, I'm impressed with the Eagles. I'm impressed with the Phillies. I love being a fan of these teams at this juncture. And I mean, I'm a fan of these teams regardless. Times where they've broken my heart, times where they've underperformed, times where there was nobody in the stands. Still was a fan, but it feels good to be a fan right now. It feels good to just having stuff pay off. And I listen, the Phillies got a good chance as anybody to get to the World Series. And I watched a little bit of Orioles and I think the Rangers last night. I guess it was the Rangers and the Orioles. Rangers look pretty good. I mean, you know, other teams in the AL, they look pretty all right. But the Phillies got as good a chance as anybody to win the pennant. I mean, to win it all this year. To win the pennant first and then win the World Series overall. So they got a good enough chance as anybody. I love it. We're going to see what's going to happen. But it feels good to be a Philadelphia fan at this moment. At least for the Eagles and the Phillies. It feels good. It feels October has been good to them the last two seasons. I love it. So, that's all I got for today. You guys follow me on the... You guys follow me on social media at 444podcast. If I get any memos, and I probably have gotten some. If I have gotten some, I've already inserted them into the podcast. If I don't get any, this is me telling you, record a voice memo. I'll put it on the podcast. Just record one. I'll put it on here. My man was asking me about it earlier. He was asking me, like, what should he say? And I'm like, yo, just hit record and say what you want to say. I'll put it on here. Hopefully, he actually recorded. If he did record, I'll put it on the podcast. It's already in it. It's already inserted into the podcast if he already did it. So, if you haven't heard already, record a memo. I'll put it on the podcast. And I still want people to actually co-host with me. So, if you want to co-host, let me know. Like, hit me up, but like before I record the podcast, of course. And I gotta do a better job of hitting y'all up. But hit me up if you want to record. You can get on. You can co-host with me. That's fine. I want people to co-host with me. I love talking sports. You guys know it. I love talking. If you're in my group chat, you know I love talking sports. If I message you on Instagram or whatever, you know I love talking sports. So, yeah, I'm here. I'm going to be talking Eagles and Phillies. And I'm going to be talking Phillies as long as their season lasts. I'm talking Eagles all season. Eventually, I'll be talking Sixers too. And maybe the Flyers. But in the Union, maybe if they, you know, if I got something to talk about with the Union, I'll talk about it. But this is Dom Lewis here. This is the Philly Sports 444 podcast. I love you guys. I appreciate you guys for listening and supporting me. Tell a friend to tell a friend. I don't even care if you don't rate the podcast or not. Just tell a friend to tell a friend to listen. That's the only way this podcast is going to grow. For the people who do listen, I appreciate every single one of you. I don't take the listenership for granted. I thank you guys just for supporting me. I really, really do. So, until next time, this is Dom Lewis signing off. Philly Sports 444 Podcast. That's it, and that's all. Peace.